Basically, we're going to talk a little bit about the sugya from the Chum Beis Hamikdash and really focus on one point. There's a lot of nekudas in the sugya, but there's one point that I think is Tzorchi and Gadol. The Gemara starts off the end of Nudvavam at Beis, Ashrei Mefachi Tomit. And the Gemara from there leads into the story of Kamtz and Bar Kamtz. The Gemara says like this, sounds like there was a mistake. Pashut mistake that could happen anytime, invitations. The wrong invitation went to the Soine. So instead of inviting Kamtzes, Bar Kamtze was invited. Right away, how is it plausible that the whole Chum Beis Hamikdash happened because of this story? First of all, the Gemara says, Klal and Yume, that the Mikdash Sheni was Chorev, because of Sin Haschinom, by his Rishim was Chorev, Yorayis, Shvichas Domen Avod Azorah. The Gemara here is Mashma, one specific Maisa, HaKamtze V'Bar Kamtze. The Gemara even ties it into the idea of Ashrim V'Fach Atomet, of how careful you have to be, how insignificant events could create such terrible tragedies. Tanuk over Tanuk Golto, the story with the rooster and the chicken, that from there HaMelech was destroyed, and the Gemara brings the story of Chasen Kala. Kielu, each one of these individual stories created such tremendous tragedies. When in fact the Gemara says Klal, that this was a chet hador. The whole generation was shaku in this chet. So why are we? What's the point of Kamtze Bar Kamtze? The Maral is another kasha. The Gemara starts. The Gemara says, "A kamtze v'abar kamtze." He says, "What in the world? Why are you blaming both of them? Why are you blaming Kamtze? Kamtze did nothing. Kamtze was the friend." There's a famous Rebbe, Dimri Emes learns that according to those who say that Kamtze Bar Kamtze was actually father and son. Kamtze was the father, Bar Kamtze was the son. So Dimri Emes says that if somebody hates your son, you should have nothing to do with him either. What kind of father are you? He says, Memele, he was also responsible. The fact that he, Chavozach, with somebody hated his son, that alone was a pagam. Fine. We find. But then, as you go on in the sugya, right away we're taking all the blame, which Lachoya was a chet hador, whatever the chet hador, Kamsa Bar Kamsa. And then, we narrow it even more than that. And there's a whole tomb Beis Hamikdash, what to do with the carbon. Obviously, the fact that the behemoth was a Baal Mum was not a significant issue. Shaila of Shloim Malchus, it's a Shaila of Halshana, it's a Shaila. So the fact that the animal was a Mum, that could be over alive to be Makar of the behemoth's Baal Mum, that wasn't the big Shaila. So Mamela, the Gemara says that Tzchariah told him not to do it. Says the Gemara, Sover Rabbanon Lekruvei Mishum Sholom Malchus. The Rabbanon thought, okay, let's bring it as a convict. The Rabbanon realized what could come out from this. Amav Tzchariah ben Avkulis, Yoimu Balimum Mekhev L'Rabbi Mizbech. Can't do that. No. Sover L'Mitkalei. Okay, so let's kill him. We kill him. We'll be okay. Let's kill Bar Kamtze. Loi leizu v'leima amo ischaye yoyim gu matum un bekotshu miharik. Now the Gemara takes all the blame of the chum and puts it on him, on ischaye. Says the Gemara, ma b'yechen an avasenusay shal ischaye ben avkuz achivos beisenu sofas beis mingdashem.
So now the sikkum asug is, first we start off by making it into a mishap by a party, which l'chari clearly is not the pshat and the chum. The chum was something that was brewing for years and years and years. The party was a very extreme. You're talking about two mishagom here. Talking about two mishagom. Balabayas, we don't even hear about him. Who is this balabos? Chazal don't even tell us who he was. So stop, why aren't we talking about him? It's like Abchaim Valojina. Abchaim Valojina says that anybody who's mentioned in the Gemara by name, Chaim Alojin says anybody who's mentioned in the Gemara by name was a Boki B'Shas and Boki B'Sichas Chayis Ha'Efes V'Dogi. If his name is Mezoich, it'll be mentioned in Shas. So he says, Memele, Kamtze and Baal Kamtze, they taka were Baal Madrege. So they could be blamed. The Baal Abbas was an Amoritz. Baal Abbas' name is not mentioned because he taka was an Amoritz. And Mele, the blame is not placed on the same level. It's a pillar. The whole story is an extreme story. The Baal Abbas was a Rosh Gomel, throwing the guy out. I mean, today, think about it. The biggest Rosh you know wouldn't do such a thing. The biggest Rosh you know wouldn't throw somebody out of his party. Especially if the guy's ready to pay for the whole Suda. He's a Narash Rosh. And what does Bar Kamsa do? Bar Kamsa goes, he's malshin to be machav beis hamikdash. How I remember when I was a young boy, the first time we learned the sugya, I was thinking, see, he was right for throwing him out. Some Jew that's ready to be malshin to be machav the beis hamikdash, he's right as that person you throw out. So you're dealing here with the Baal Bosa given Arosha Gomo, the Bar Kamsa the Rechid given Amenuvel, the biggest maneuver that you could think of. So this is what the Chum was, it's not what the Chum. Whatever that means, that's the Marsha says. Well, they held they couldn't be Meich. Whatever. And now, after the whole thing, now we're blaming Scharia. Gradin Medrash Rabbe and Eicha also brings down the story with Scharia. The only thing is, the Medrash is Mashma, that he was also by the Suda. He was by the Suda. He could have been Meich by the Suda. By the Suda, that's why it's on the Sinusa. The Gaon has a different explanation why it's called Anvasanusoi. Anvasanusoi, because normally the halach is Chmaschilim and Atzat. Normally you start, in Mishol we spoke about this, you start from the Tzat. Normally you start, you don't start from the Rosh HaVezin, because once the Rosh HaVezin gives his opinion, everybody's afraid to give their opinion. So you start from the Menatzat. So Zechariah was the first one talking, because he was an Onov. He held he's not a who knows what. So Melan Mitoicham Vasanusoi, Hikriva basement, that's the Gaon's Pshat. Why the Gemara? Because there's nothing about this. The Choriz Mashmas Anivis. That's not a Gaon Taish, it's Anivis. But so the whole thing seems to be Chutz Migidram. Why are we blaming Yechidim or isolated instances for what really happened? It's famous Rabbeinu Yena. Rabbeinu Yena has a long discussion on the Indian from Malbim Bnei Chaver Barabim. And Rabbeinu Yehuda makes an unbelievable observation. Rabbeinu Yehuda says that we don't find the term Ein Lo Chelek Lo Elam Abo even by a Rotzech. Even a Rotzech could have a Chelek in Elam Abo. It doesn't say somebody was a Rotzech Ein Lo Chelek Lo Elam Abo. Steht nicht. But Malbim Bnei Chaver Barabim, Moses, so Rabbeinu Yehuda asks, how is it possible that Malbim Bnei Chaver Barabim should be worse? He gives a whole shtickle Torah how Malbim Bnei Chaver is some form of Ritzicha. Even scientifically, Rabbeinu Yehuda gives a shtickle pshat out of blood, the flush, the blood moves it. He gives a shtickle Torah that how we should understand that when you do Habonas Panim, you're killing the person to some degree. But he says, how could it be in the Chiluk Leilam Abba? He says a very profound teretz, which I think answers much of the Maral's kashas in our sugya. it answers also what I asked, what I was asking about, why are we limiting to kamsa about kamsa. It also answers the whole chaim of the union of Lashon Hara. Because we know that the whole chum, Chavetz Chaim points this out, it's a machlekes between the Vilna Gaon and the Chavetz Chaim, how to view the ikar chet of the chum. Vilna Gaon goes with the approach that I was talking to the Ilm about last night. Sinas Chinam is really kfira. And that's the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon's approach, how he understands the Chavetz Chaim sees the whole churban circulating around the chet of Lashon Hara. Even what the end of Baal Kam said, it was also Lashon Hara. Everything is Lashon Hara. Chavetz Chaim. We find that the biggest oynish that's given, not through Bezdin, but in this world, is for Lashon Hara. So one of the Chashuvim Kemeis is a Mitzrayim Choshev Kemeis. The Bizayon of a Mitzrayim, Rabbi Yankov used to always say when we went through Pashas Tazriya Mitzrayim, Rabbi Yankov used to say, the embarrassment of being a Mitzrayim is Lo Yumin Ki Super. The whole community, everybody knew the guy's a Mitzrayim. Anybody comes near him, Tomei Tomei Yikro. So the Chi of the Reis, he has to call out, I'm Tomei, stay away from me. I'm sure the biggest Zuzul Shaykh, and the whole Chet is for Lashon Hara, which is not even Roy to get Malkus on. If you did Lashon Hara with Eidus and Asroya, you couldn't get Malkus. I love Shem B'mais. Lashon Hara B'emes, from a halachic standpoint, should be a very weak chet. It's a very weak chet. It's a dibur ba'alma. And yet, the chomer shebechamorim, the biggest punishment that you could get, outside of an official punishment from Bezdin in this world, it's a mitzvah, choshev kemeis. Yankov always used to say, "What's pshat?" If you look at our Gemara here in Gittin, the end of the sugya, the Gemara is taka bothered that the whole churban habayis happened because of the mice of kamsa about kamsa. So the Gemara tries to give tavlin. Tries to give some explanation. The Gemara brings on a memory, Rabbi Yechanan, Godol hu ha-busha. Look how serious busha is. That because of the busha that was caused, the Baal Kamsa, so the Gemara is like rationalizing. It's takaroi to have a chutzpah based on English. Because of the busha. Imagine, Godol ha-busha. And who is the busha? The busha was to menuvel shebimenuvelim. The busha was to somebody who was roy to be malshin against Klai Yisrael to make a churban beis hamikdash. And the Gemara is saying, Godol hu ha-busha. That's ultimately what caused the churban beis hamikdash. If you track this throughout the Torah, you'll find an unbelievable thing. Bilam ha-rosh is awesome. The one that was created from Sheish Yismei Breishis. It's choshev awesome. Mistamed, the most choshev Asen that existed in history. P. Asen was never Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes. We don't hear anything about that Asen afterwards. We had the fish in New Square. They're still talking about it. The talking fish. And this taka happened. This donkey taka spoke. We don't find anything more about this donkey. What happened to this donkey? Boy, Shemal of Lerino. You know what the Medrash says? Medrash Rabbah says it died. That day it died. So the Medrash Vavos, Kidei Shelo Yizbayish Bilam. Bilam Arasha. Bilam Arasha. Because this talking donkey would be the one that people would say, this outspoke Bilam Arasha won the debate. This donkey won the debate with Bilam Arasha. And mainly the donkey died, like we find in Chazal. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, "Al Tzklein, Klein Aisha." But here, this special donkey, the Matnas Kahuna brings down that really there were other times in history that this donkey was needed, and that's shot in the Medrash. And the Medrash says, "Why did it die that day?" And he brings other maases, Sisra. The Medrash, the Alkut Shemayni, says that Sisera was Roy, that this donkey of Bilam should have given him Musar too. But, it's the Bizoyim from Bilam, we couldn't leave this donkey in the world. Bush, God la Bush. It's obvious, without doubt, that Sai Bal Kamsa and Sai Bilam Arashim weren't worthy that they shouldn't get embarrassed. When somebody says one word of Lashon Hara, right, and then they margal themselves in a chet of Lashon Hara, they become a mitzvah. The whole community is allowed to be mevazanim. Tomei tomei yikro. That's the punishment. So I want to ask you a simple question. So Bilam Arasha? Bilam Arasha? The koifa biyikro? The biggest Baal Lashon Hara, the biggest Ayin Ra, he's not right to get a little busha? I don't understand. Every Mitzvah gets busha. Every Mitzvah could be the talk of town. Everybody knows, got thrown out of the community because he spoke Lashon Hara. And Bilam Arasha is not right for a bissel busha? And Baal Kamsa, who's ready to be Malshin against Klal Yisrael, he's worse than the Mitzvah. He's ready to be Malshin against Klal Yisrael. He's 1,000 times worse than him. So why Godlu Abusha? The Gemara is rationalizing. It's okay, don't be so surprised. The Kamsa about Kamsa. Godlu Abusha. What's going on here? By the Chet of the Meraglim, so we find that Chazal say that the Maisa of the Meraglim happened right after the Maisa with Miriam. That's how it's brought down in the Torah. So Chazal tell us, it's brought down in Rashi, what's the reason why there's a smich saparshis? It's coming to bring out the rishis of the Meraglim. Because here you see, right? And it's equating, it's putting them in the same parasha with Miriam. Very difficult to understand the Chazal. What's the shaykhis between the chet of the Meraglim? We always, when we talk about the chet of the Meraglim, we say, Moitzi'e Diba, Bali Lashon Hara. On the one hand, I don't see any Lashon Hara what the Meraglim said. What Lashon Hara Meraglim said? Lashon Hara? What Lashon Hara? So Chazal say, they spoke on Eitzim Vavonim. Okay. Find me in Uchas Lashon Hara that you're not allowed to talk about Eitzim Vavonim. Find me in Habenu Yena. Find me in Chovetz Chaim. Find me a Moker that is Issa de Rabbona and Avak Lashon Hara to speak about Eitzim Vavonim. There is no reason. There is no reason. It's Chazal and Musar. Yeah, I've had it. You come from Eretz Yisrael, it's Eretz Chemde. You should talk nicely. 100%. No question. It's Issa Lashon Hara, L'Selech Rochel Ba'amecha. To talk about Eitzim Vavon. On the other hand, what the Meraglim did was 10,000 times worse. Nothing to do with Lashon Hara. They were Koyfa B'Ikeh. Ki Chozaku Mimenu. Rashi says, Kva Yochel Ein Balabayis Yochel Lohitzi Keilu Mishon. They were diminishing the Rebbeinu Shelo. So why do we talk about the Chet HaMeraglim? Why is it Bechlal part of Hilchos Lashon Hara? What Shaychus doesn't have to Lashon Hara? What's the Shaychus to Miriam? Miriam was one of the Panosei Ador. She was the Tzadikas of the generation. You're comparing the Meraglim. What the Meraglim did had nothing to do with Miriam. What Miriam did nothing to do with the Meraglim. No Shaychus. But Chazal seemed to say there's a connection. For what Miriam did, for the Meraglim did, There's a chut ha-mechaber between these two others. What's the shaykhus between them? It's a connection. The truth is, I always felt there's a simple mahalach to answer this. Where do we learn on Achnosas Ochim? What's the mocker from Achnosas Ochim? Avraham Avinu. Many of the halachas that we have today in Achnosas Ochim, in Rambam, in Shulchan Aruch, comes from Avraham Avinu. Hanhogas of Avraham Avinu. Even Laloch, we pass in certain dinim. Me vaten Talmud Torah, me vaten God lacht das auch, me kabel aus Pnei Hashchina. The reason why I could be standing here now like this with my back to the Olam Kedesh, Zok the Taz, we learn that from Avraham Avinu. L'chari, I shouldn't be allowed to stay with my back to the Olam Kedesh. Zok the Taz, God lacht das auch, me kabel aus Pnei Hashchina. God lacht das auch, me kabel aus Pnei Hashchina. That's the Taz brings that as a mokeh, that a person could speak with his back to the Heichel, clapping the people. Als Avraham Avinu, God lacht das auch, me kabel aus Pnei Hashchina. Avraham. So whenever we come to Parshas Vayera, I always ask the Tzibur one kasha. I don't understand. Avraham wasn't even Mekayim Hachnasas Zoch. Find me a similar Shulchan Aruch that there's a mitzvah Hachnasas Zoch by a Malach. There isn't. If you had a choice to bring into your house the biggest menorah, right? Or Malach Gavriel, you could only do one or the other. You have two people by the door. You have a Malach, Gavriel, and you have a Menuvel and Mukashkin. They both would like to be in your house for Shabbos. You only have one bed. Some of Gavriel could manage without a bed. But Lamaisa has educators. Gavriel says, listen, I'm not going with this Menuvel. It's either me or him. And the Rebbe's in the shrine, what do you mean bring in Gavriel? Yeah? The Halacha in Shulchan Aruch is, you bring in the person. Gavriel, you're not Mekayim Hachnasas Zoch. Zeh Hashem, you could sing the Niggun. Right. Have more meaning. Mismoilai, Mulfanai, it'll be beautiful. But Lamaisa Hachnasas Zoch, you're not Mekayim. So Avraham Avinu, the one time in history is being Mekayim Hachnasas Zoch. And from there we learn out the halachas of Hachnasas Zoch. It's not even a person. It's a malach. Fine, you have all the shtiklach Torah from the know what he thought, he did. I understand. But this is the symbol for history. This is the symbol for history of Achnasas Ochim. And it wasn't even Achnasas Ochim. It was Achnasas Maloch. So I always felt, Avad Eshare Tirutzim Lehninalu. There's many, many Tirutzim. But I always felt that there's a tremendous remez to be learned from this. And that is, a person brings a guest into the house. You underestimate what you're doing. A person is a tselem alekim. Every boss of a dog is a tselem alekim. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, if somebody lifts his hand on another human being, choyte, he says, loyed ha-chinah. It's not exaggerating. You're hitting the shkina. Every person is an extension of the Tzelem Elokim. When you bring an Aruch into your home, whether it's the Rosh Hashiva from Panovich, or it's the garbage collector in Petach Tikva, it's a Tzelem Elokim. It's a Tzelem Elokim. You're talking about bringing a malach into your home. And that's why the premier example of Achnas Ochim is a malachim. So every Yid should understand that talking about I am Achnas Ochim. He's bringing malachim into his house. Yeah, also it has a double mile. But that malach can manish mekayim zayin Achnas Ochim. And with this malach, I could be mekayim Achnas Ochim. So every human being is a way in this world to dignify the Shechina itself in a human way. That's our only opportunity in this world. In this Olam HaGashmi. And Memela, that's why Dafke, that was the case of Avraham Avinu, was Malachim. So we should take a know. It's Malachim. Rabbi Yankov used to always say that nice. It happened in Europe where a woman didn't want to let the husband bringing a guest, and because the guest was a maneuver, and he smelled, and he dirty, and the husband asked the Dvar Avraham, the Kov Nerov, what should he do? This person that needs a place, and he's the only one. The Dvar Avraham says, you could tell your wife that he's Eliyahu HaNavi. So he did it. He said, the Kovna Rav told me that this is Elyanov. His wife took the person in with open arms, with the smell, with the... All of a sudden it became besamim. It's Elyanovi. So he asked the Dvar Avrom. After the whole mice, he asked the Dvar Avrom. After Shabbos. Before Shabbos, he didn't want to ask. Pshat. After Shabbos, he asked the Dvar Avrom, why wasn't it Kenevis Das? The Dvar Avrom said, every single human being is a Tselem Elokim. What's Elyanovi's mile? It's a Malach. Every Basel Adam has a mile. You won't bring Megazim to your wife. You won't bring Oiv Ganevis Das. Because every Jew has that. Every Jew has that. Elamai, it's hard to see through it. So you opened up your eyes, the eyes of your wife. It's similar to what Tesu says, that if somebody has to say a Psak Halacha, and he knows they're not going to Makabel from him. But it's the Emes, that's the Halacha. He could say it in the name of a Gavur Rabbe, so he should be Makabelit. He sees somebody's doing an Issa. He wants to tell me, not allowed to do it. If he says, if I'm saying it's not good, say in the name of Reb Meish, I'll say Reb Henkin, I'll say Reb Kivehenga, oh, Makabel. That's not called Shek. The Dvar Avrom, Reb Yankov used to always say this over. Reb Yankov said, because it's the same thing. You're having the schus of bringing Elyanov. Says Rabbeinu Yena, an unbelievable Nakuda. He says, when a person murders another human being, it's not shayach that afterwards there won't be a ruach tshuva. You realize what you did. You realize what you did. He says, malbum p'nei chaveiroi. Somebody's malbum p'nei chaveiroi. Zokta ben yin, he doesn't know what he's doing. It's a whole guy without even realizing it's horror. You don't realize your hog. And because it doesn't have the ability to be more you to tshuva, it's worse. That'll take you it'll take you to even a darker place. So I took this Rabbeinu Yena, I was thinking that that's really the pshat. That's really the pshat. In the whole idea of Lashon Hara. The chomer of Lashon Hara is because it's aimed by Maisa. The reason why Lashon Hara is more chomer is because there is no Maisa. Because there's no Maisa, it could infect you completely. It doesn't even have in it the element of guilt. I had three messages before I came down to give. She had three messages back and forth with a lady who's sick. She has fever. She threw up everything she ate yesterday. She's dehydrated. It would be an issa d'oraisa for her to fast today if it wasn't an nidche. It would have been an issa d'oraisa for her to fast if it wasn't an nidche. Going back and forth and back and forth. The last message she says, but I feel guilty. So you should feel guilty fasting. Every minute you're fasting, you should feel guilty. Every minute you're fasting. Guilt has a big koich. Zokte de Rabbeinu Yena. Malbut b'nei chaveir b'rabim is something you could do every day and not even feel guilty. And that will infect you more. I've explained many times, goyinim das, even the man de oma who's mater gnevis akum, Machlekes in Gemara. Goyin of Gnevis Das, the Gemara says, Chulin is also Afilu Menakum. It's a pshat in there. Pshat is because Gnevis Das ruins you. In a way, it ruins you more than Gnevis. You become a falsha person. Person went and he stole something, he feels afterwards, he has a chulim, I took something that's not mine. Goyin of Das, the Gnevis Das, a gonish. It denigrates everything. It denigrates. And that, when they look at Rabbeinu Yena, that's the bigger problem. When a person speaks Lashon Hara on another Yid, Eretav the Shechina, he's talking about a Tzelem Alekim. He's degrading the Shechina. He just doesn't realize it. He doesn't realize it. Miriam had every heter in the world what she... In her mind, what she was saying about her brother Moshe, it was coming me to Chofetz Chaim is Meirich in this. It was coming me to Ava. It was the sister who saved his life. It was the sister who caused him to be born to begin with. The Rebbeinu Shem just tells Miriam one thing. You didn't know what you were doing here. If you look at Hashem, tells him, Pe'al pe'adab, Rabbi. The Rebbeinu Shem tells Miriam, Madu alo yireisim. The Rebbeinu Shem doesn't get the shikl shikl. Madu alo yireisim. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know who you're talking about. The Meraglim, also, if you would have asked the Meraglim, these Wanoshim, they started out, they're talking about land. They're talking about Eitzim Vavonim. But from that, it ended with, it was really the Shechina. Ki chozeku mimenu. Ki chozeku mimenu. The emes is that if there wouldn't have been sin as Shechina, Klal Yisrael, then the story of Kamtza by Kamtza couldn't have happened. But we allowed the dignity of human beings to be on such a level that there could be a Kamtza and a Baal Kamtza. When the Gemara says Kamtza by Kamtza, Nechav based on the shame, the Gemara's not talking about the players. We're not talking about the players. We're talking about us, Klal Yisrael. That we allowed Kovin Abriyas to go to such a level that there could be such a story as Kamtza Baal Kamtza. There could be such a story. Believe me, if in the middle of the Suda, there would have been a shmuah that the flesh came from the tray for Munsi butcher shop, everybody would have run out screaming. There would have been a revolt. Right? But the Kovin Abriyas got denigrated to a level that it was shayach such a maisa. It was shayach a maisa mit a kamtza. We're not blaming kamtza specifically. I've had a kamtza. We're not blaming bar kamtza specifically. Bar kamtza. The matzev, the pnei ador, which allowed this to take place. The Gemara is just showing you, what the Gemara is really showing you is that the nuance of Kovod Abriyas leads to a bottomless pit. The bottomless pit was that one Yid was able to be Malsh and a Klal Yisrael to make a Chum Beis HaMikdash. But if we would have elevated the Kovod Abriyas, if we would have elevated the whole Maimar of humanity, which is our Achrayas, that's the reason why the Rebbeinu Shem is Boyer Ke'esh on Lashon Hara. Because Lashon Hara is a way to sneak into every Jew to lower the level of Chashivas for another human being. It's like it's a secret poison. It's a secret poison. Because you talk Lashon Hara, it's even Geshmak. It even has a Geshmakite. Yet when you talk Lashon Hara, you're infecting yourself and your surroundings in losing what another Bas of Adam is. Del Yanovi in the garbage collector of Petach Tikva. You're losing that. That's what you're losing. It's the Hayit. The Hayit. Bilam Ahosha wanna taina als Bilam. He deserved all the bizyanis. Als Bilam, the Osun should have stayed around and it should have been a circus. This should have been a circus donkey. And it should have been part of all the, I mean, the animal activists probably would have somehow disallowed it eventually. I understand that they're very worried now about the elephants. Right? The Kovod Abriyas today of elephants is unbelievable. The boss of a dummy could throw in the garbage. The Bilam Ahosha's donkey should have been paraded around all the streets. Kocha Yos Elish. But we, Klal Yisrael, have to be left with a legacy that the Torah is sensitive to be Zion of human beings. It's for us. The reason why Bilam's Asan died wasn't for him. It was for us. That we should realize this special Asan, this special donkey, was created from Sheshis Mei Breshis. He did its mission, had to be put to death, so that there shouldn't be human disgrace. That's for us. That's the Asan. The Gemara, the Mises that the Gemara is unveiling, Godel Wabusha, it's not the Busha. The Busha is a secret way of infecting you when you could be mivayish another person. It demonstrates the chshivas of what a tzelem alekim is. That's gadol habusha. Because busha is something you could do when you get engaged with, and then it becomes nothing. Rabbi said, let's be mechazik ourselves, kulanu, biyachad. makabel on ourselves. To look at the world around us, to look at every single neshama as a tzelem alikim, to treat every neshama as a tzelem alikim, to understand that it's more than a malach. Every human being is more chashuv than a malach. And if we do that, without doubt, we'll be zeichet taka. Sechazeno inenu b'shuv chol tziyan barachamim.